This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. The Obama administration this week took a tougher stance with China over its trade policies. The United States has long felt that Beijing keeps the price of Chinese products artificially low in the global market by maintaining a low exchange rate. NPR's Tom Gelton has more on whether mounting pressure from Washington will bring about any concessions.
The United States has an annual trade deficit with China of more than $200 billion. We buy that much more from China than we sell there. It's natural. Things made in China are way cheaper. But part of the reason is that the Chinese government keeps the value of its currency especially low relative to others. So the price of a Chinese product in dollars, euros, or yen is lower than it might otherwise be. U.S. manufacturers don't like this, and members of Congress think the United States should complain. This week, they got some agreement from Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
China is running a set of policies that are designed to keep the currency undervalued.
Right.
It is undervalued. They are moving to let it rise, but not very quickly. And the impact of that has the effect of providing a relative disadvantage to companies that compete with products that the Chinese make.
The Obama administration had little choice but to weigh in on the Chinese currency. The loss of jobs to China are a top political concern right now. But how much are the Chinese really to blame for U.S. unemployment? Ishwar Prasad of the Brookings Institution says some, but mostly in the short term.
The longer-term challenges that the U.S. faces are really about maintaining its competitiveness, and for that it needs to have a better labor force, it needs to have much better policies. Right now the government is running a very large deficit. So unless those problems are fixed, it's unlikely that what China does with its currency is going to make a huge difference to the U.S. manufacturing base one way or the other.
That's the economic view. Politically, the pressure to get tough on China just keeps growing. And it's not just over the currency issue. U.S. companies are finding it increasingly hard to do business in China because of bureaucratic issues and disputes over intellectual property. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Consulting Group.
We're seeing that for the financial sector. We're seeing it for IT and telecoms. We're seeing it for automotive and aviation. It's increasingly becoming a dynamic across the private sector in the U.S., a group that heretofore had been some of the biggest cheerleaders of free trade and bolstering the U.S.-China relationship. Now they're on the other side.
The Obama administration is likely to go only so far in pressuring the Chinese. Their cooperation is needed on a host of international security issues from North Korea to Iran. Ishwar Prasad also notes that the United States has good reason not to inflame trade tensions. The Obama administration is committed to doubling U.S. exports within 5 years.
If that goal is to be achieved, then we need much freer trade around the world. If you did have an escalation of disputes between China and the U.S., that could have a chilling effect on overall trade negotiations around the world.
But it is election time, and for the next few weeks at least, sounding tough on China makes great political sense. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.